Our senior producer, Steve Proffitt, is here now to share some listener comments. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Madeline. Let's start with a piece we ran last Tuesday about an attempt to produce a methane-free cow.
This was from a reporter named Josh Kurz. He took a pretty creative storytelling approach.
Multiply and start fermenting.
Then the microbes flush out of the rumen into the gastric stomach and they're digested there.
Sarah McClary of Philadelphia loved it. She says she wants to nominate this story for our Driveway Moments podcast.
Others, though, found it annoying, including Joe Vincenza of Pensacola, Florida.
Silly voices, sound effects, bothersome music, and all the rest made the story less interesting and more of an annoyance. Do you not believe your listeners are adult and keen enough to listen to the story without it sounding like a morning zoo routine on commercial radio?
Additional disdain for our humorist, Brian Unger, who returned last week after a two-month hiatus. He's been working on a TV program.
Here's what listener Patricia Moore wrote. What a stupid individual Brian Unger is. He's not funny, and he never has been.
And just getting rid of Unger isn't enough for Ms. Moore, who continues, I believe the entire editorial staff of Day to Day needs to be fired.
Well, Steve, you're his producer. Mm-hmm. You first.
Okay. From disdain to outrage, more letters about your interview, Madeline, with the author of a book designed to prepare children for their mother's plastic surgery.
That book is called My Beautiful Mommy.
Lots of letters from people who really hated the idea of this book. And here's some comments from listener Christina Cleveland. She's from Rockville, Maryland.
How do you explain to a five-year-old why you're getting your nose to be made prettier while she's sitting there with a smaller version of the same nose you're about to fix? I've often wondered what Michael Jackson would tell his children if they were born with his old nose.
And finally, Madeline, last week we asked our listeners what they were doing to save gas in the face of ever higher prices at the pump.
We got a number of ideas, many of which we shared last week.
And listener Claudia O'Grady tried one of them. She lives in Salt Lake City, and her commute to work takes her along about 15 miles of freeway. So last week, Ms. O'Grady tried one of the tips that our expert recommended. She drove 55 miles an hour on the freeway.
I only made it about 6 miles before I succumbed to the peer pressure of my fellow drivers piling up behind me, honking, and throwing all kinds of sign language my way. Until everyone agrees to slow down, I'd rather waste the gas than be the object of such highway scorn.
Claudia O'Grady, well, thank you at least for trying.
Send us your scorn or your praise. Just go to npr.org and click on the Contact Us link.
Steve Proffitt, thank you if you still have a job.
You're welcome, Madeline.